Here we are on the pre-show. What a day. So, lots of things you got to do, man, when you're moving. And I haven't moved in over 20 years. But I'm moving now, and you got to get the change of address, the mail thing, the forwarding the mail fucking thing. That is always a fun bit of timing because you need to make sure that the mail gets there when you're there and not when before, you know, you get there. So you have to do that, and I know that it's not as hard as it sounds, but for me, shit like that's difficult. Coordinating it with the post office and with the mailbox people. And then I, what else did I do today? Then I did a bunch of other bullshit. I can't even remember half the shit that I did, but oh, I got the key fob on my car fixed because I'm having the car shipped. And the last thing I want is for these guys to say, "Hey, we can't get your car off the transport, Mr. Henry, because the car doesn't start because the key thing is fucked up." So I want to make sure I didn't do that, and a lot of other chicken shit in between. You got the timing of all kinds of things. You know, when's the car gonna get there? When's Thunder gonna get there? And by the way, Thunder has been, you know, cats sleep a lot. Cats sleep 18 hours a day. What, 16 hours a day of the 24? Cats just fucking sleep. And she was crashed out this morning when housekeeping came. And, you know, I need housekeeping. We all need housekeeping at the hotel. And I said, okay. And I went and I woke Thunder up because I didn't want the guy to, freak her out or whatever. They said they would rather not, clean the room if there's an animal in the room. They'd rather us take the animal out. So I don't know what I was doing, but I woke Thunder up and I had her with me on the couch. And I'm sure that pissed her off because she split and went back to sleep for the whole fucking day. Sorry about that, Thunder. You know, I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, man. And then, you know, and God knows, when she gets to Florida, man, after being 3 days in the pet transport, she's going to look at me like I'm the worst piece of shit that ever walked. But trust me, kid, it's probably way better than being hauled through a fucking airport. I think so. And being on an airplane, you know, where you don't, there's no place for her to take a shit. There's no place for her to eat. Anyway, so then we got Adam coming out. Adam's going to be coming out on the, whenever it is, I think there's going to be some deliveries of equipment and Adam will be out. Then we'll have our studio up and running and then we'll, you know, we'll be back at it in a normal fashion. And I think I'm going to call the place that I'm going to be podcasting from Banana Beach in, you know, we're live from Banana Beach, Florida. It's the Phil Henry Show from Banana Town. Yeah, I like that. So the Banana Beach police came. I dig it. And then Jackie and I had a fight on the phone. Because here's the fight that we had. I was texting one of my friends, and I was including her, and she was hearing the text, and she got pissed off because I was texting, dealing with this, and not talking to her. And I said, "Well, I'm talking to you, but I'm also dealing with a million other things." And it was just in my mind that she does not and did not appreciate all the shit that I'm doing to get my ass moved to Florida. And she has to get her beauty sleep, and why aren't you talking to me? Why are you dealing with that shit? I said, "Well, okay, I'm sorry, but, you know, this stuff just happens when it happens." And anyway, we had a big fucking fight. And I did my usual, you know, fuck off, I'm not coming to Florida. And I'm, you know, there are times, I'm not kidding you, man, when it's like I'm dead serious about it, you know. Like tonight, I was dead serious. I said, "Fuck this shit. You think I'm going to pick up and move my ass from my home state, where all my friends are, where my family is, where all of my business contacts are, a beautiful state, I'm sorry, in terms of physical beauty, far superior to Florida. Far fucking superior to Florida. I'm gonna pick up and move to Florida. It's not a bad place. And I got a lot of friends in Florida, don't get me wrong. And as I've said many times, I mean it, it professionally and personally, Florida has been a wonderful place for me. But after 30 fucking years working my shit here, I'm going to go down to Florida for a woman who has got to get her beauty sleep, so she gets pissed off because I'm absent-mindedly in the middle of a lot of business. I don't know, man. You know, I don't know. I'm getting too fucking old, dude. You know, it's like you have to, at some point, I think you have to settle down. At some point, you have to settle the fuck down. What does that mean? It means like, you know, like setting up household with a member of the, with your one and only, man. And who's this texting me? Don? My buddy Don Olander just texted me. Great. What's he going to say? See, the guys want to get together this weekend and, you know, tear it up a little bit before I split. Let me see. What did he say? He is saying to me, Tippy. He sent me a picture of Tippy Hedren and Alfred Hitchcock. What the fuck is that about? Hitchcock's weird. Tippy Hedren was Melanie Griffith's mother, I believe. And Tippy Hedren was from Minnesota, just north of, she was from, I think, Metro Minneapolis, or I don't know where she's from. But when they opened up Planet Hollywood in Minneapolis, I was there for that grand opening. Melanie Griffith was there, and she said, is such and such near here? Because that's where my mother's from. That's all I know about that. Anyway, enough about this bullshit. I'll talk to you later. I'll fill you guys in later.